It is anticipated that Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposed amendment that would give the go-ahead for new casinos to open in areas outside those where Native American gaming facilities operate in New York could spur $1 billion in economic development. David Blankenhorn with the Institute for American Values says that particular number comes from a lobby group, the New York Gaming Association, not from independent studies, and he predicts the opposite will occur.
There is not a single independent study that shows that casinos contribute to economic growth. And the overwhelming evidence is that casinos actually retard economic growth.
In a survey underwritten by a group trying to bring a casino to the former Neville Hotel Resort in Ulster County, pollsters asked if the casino should be built in a resort destination outside of any city. 69% of those polled replied in favor. Blankenhorn disputes claims that the casinos will be resort destinations. When asked whether they support or oppose passing an amendment to the state constitution to allow non-Indian Las Vegas-style casinos to be built in New York, voters are evenly divided, 46% to 46%, according to a new Siena College poll of New York voters. Here's pollster Steve Greenberg.
Last month, there was a plurality in support of the amendment, 49% to 42%. But then we followed it up and we gave the actual wording that people will see when they walk into their polling place on November 5th. And we told voters what the wording on the ballot that they would see said, which includes for the legislated purposes of jobs, new revenues for local governments, increased aid for school aid, etc. And then we asked them, would they vote to pass that amendment or not? And by a 55 to 42% margin, voters said yes, they would pass that casino amendment.
In the Neville poll, 53.8% of about 800 residents in the Mid-Hudson Valley polled said they support Governor Cuomo's amendment to open new casinos. Officials with Neville investors argue a casino at the old hotel in Ellenville would create many jobs and spark the local economy. By a 74 to 24% margin, voters polled by Siena agree that legalizing casinos will create thousands of jobs. They agree casinos will generate new revenues for the state and localities, 65 to 31%. They agree 57 to 42% New York has enough gambling outlets already. And they agree casinos will increase societal problems, 55 to 44%. David Blankenhorn believes they will attract low-wage workers, retirees, and minorities, people who are already struggling to stay afloat economically.
This is not about jobs. This is not about helping upstate New York. This is about money for the government. It's about money that the politicians don't have to call a tax.
Governor Cuomo, who championed the casino bills in the legislature, says the argument about the merits of gambling casinos and whether more should be allowed in New York is really over.
We already have gambling. We just don't call it gambling. We have casinos. We call them racinos, and you have to go through that whole conversation. But I think it passes, but it's a sophisticated argument, no doubt.
Blankenhorn is hoping there will be more discussion among voters leading up to the November 5th referendum. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.